Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name's Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. You guys know that we kick off our episodes every Tuesday with our side eye of the week. So do you want to go first?
I would love to go first. So I have made a little bit of a boo-boo, I guess you could say.
Okay.
So you guys know I'm starting a business. And this has been a very huge learning curve for me because I have owned businesses in the past. So I had an electrical contracting business.
And a clean eating cafe.
And a clean eating cafe.
And a daughter who's 18 and 12.
What was your intro? My intro was, hi guys. Oh no, what was it? My name is Kat.
I used to own a clean eating cafe.
No, my name is Kat.
I'm a mother to an 18-year-old.
I'm a mum to an 18 and a 10-year-old, and I used to own a clean eating cafe. And today we're going to cook. That's so funny. If you have any idea what I'm talking about, you have been around for a long time. Anyway, so I had those two businesses, and this is my third business, hoping this one actually does well, unlike my other
longevity.
Two. Yeah. And basically, I have ordered a whole heap of boxes because I need to send you guys out some stuff, right? So you need boxes to be able to send this stuff out. And I have spent my very last dollar on this business. I'm not even kidding you guys. And so I was like, you know what? We don't need a warehouse. It's totally fine. We'll just store everything in our home and then we'll play it by ear. Hopefully, you know, in the next few months, we'll be able to get a warehouse if we grow to that extent type of thing. Anyways, the delivery man comes with our boxes. He has 6 pallets. Yeah, girl.
Wait, I haven't even seen
this. You haven't even, well, that's because it's all in my garage at the moment. So he comes in banging, like he rings the doorbell. I'm like, hi. Like expecting my box to be delivered to me, like one singular box. And he's got this massive truck. So I'm thinking, oh, he's got my box on this massive truck. And he opens up the thing and he's like, where do you want me to put all this? And I was like, what? Excuse me? That is all mine?
Oh.
So I was like, holy crap. I have to take the car out of the garage and you're going to have to store it in the garage. So now my car is parked on the street. And now my garage is full of boxes. Wow. And do you know what is even...
I just peed a little bit.
Oh my God. How old are you, 90?
I'm joking.
Jeez, you need to do Kegels, girl.
Have you not seen that podcast where she's like, I just pissed my pants a little bit.
No, but Louisa actually and Jarch. No, I haven't.
Is that her name? Louisa? Yeah.
Talking about
that,
though.
I was referencing them. Okay, I didn't actually piss myself. I just have to clarify.
Okay,
that.
Well, I'm going to expose myself here because I think it's funny. I know I was getting old because I went to this place called Bounce. It's like a trampoline place.
You pissed yourself. You don't even have to tell the story.
I already know where this is going. I didn't piss myself, but I felt like I was going to, and I was like, damn, I left that place. So I was like doing Kegels all the way home because, Lord, that was kind of scary.
What the fuck? You were doing Kegels the whole way home.
Actually, this is your friendly reminder to do your Kegels. Yeah, so you don't
a day, guys.
So you don't wee while you're laughing.
Oh my
God. Oh my God, I've totally lost track now. What was I saying? Ugh. So, yeah, that's not even the worst of it, okay? So those are the boxes that we're going to send to everyone.
So the actual stock hasn't even arrived.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Right? So, and we live in a townhouse. Like, we're not ballers living in a mansion on the water or anything like that.
Yeah.
We are in a townhouse and our home is small. So this lounge area where we're recording right now is already, there's boxes over there. There's just going to be boxes everywhere.
Wow.
I know.
That's kind of stressful.
It is so stressful because clutter stresses me the hell out.
Yeah. Well,
so I'm just hoping to God this goes well so that we can get a warehouse because I just cannot.
Yeah.
What's your side eye?
Oh my God, my side eye. I'm still pissed off about it.
What?
Okay, so you guys know I'm in my single era.
I know. I can't believe you're in your single girl era chapter two now.
I know, and it's honestly, like, it's not as chaotic as last time, which is kind of pissing me off because these men want to keep playing with my feelings. So I don't know if you guys remember. You know what? I'm just going to say it because I'm never going to see him again because, like, he literally dogged me and I never want to see him again. But if he actually messaged me, I probably would see him.
But just spill it anyway.
So, if you guys saw that video of that guy that, like, proposed to me on my mum's TikTok. So, anyways, he was, like, we were, like, talking a little bit after the festival, right? Like, he was actually really nice and we had some mutual friends. And anyways, this one day I was like, we were going to hang out. He was like, oh, I'm going to come down to the Gold Coast. Like, let me take you on a date, whatever. And I was like, okay. Like, I'm just always down for a date because it's a free meal, you know. So
it's a free meal.
I'm like, free okay, sounds good. This was on the Friday. Tell me why. He's like, What happened? Oh, he's like, I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you, but I actually got called into work today. And I was like, okay, whatever. We keep talking and I send him a picture of my capybaras that I keep on my bed. I keep these two capybara plushes on my bed. Mm. And I was like, you have to come meet them. And he says, well, you have to invite me over. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, well, do you want to come over tomorrow night? And he's like, yes, sounds so good. What time? Like, he was like really excited. And so I said, oh, I'll come around 6 or 7. Tell me why. It's 5 p.m. It's 5 p.m. And he messages me, hey, babe. And I'm like, hi. Are you coming over? Because I got plans with my friends. Like, I'm not about to wait for a man. Like, yeah, if you're not coming over, I'm going to go hang out with my friends. And he's like, oh, go see them. I was just about to message and say I'm not feeling good. So he wasn't going to come over. And I was so pissed. Like, I just cleaned my whole room for this man. Like, anyways, I had a way better time out with my friends anyways. So
are you going to see him again?
Don't.
That's so embarrassing for your life.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you have to have standards.
I know.
And if he's going to dog you, then no.
I know, but if it's a sneaky link, you don't really have to have standards because if, let's just say this, if you're having a sneaky link and you actually like them, that's not good. you have to have a sneaky link with someone you would never ever date, because then you can be like, okay, bye, over it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. If it's someone you actually like, are like, wow, I really like everything about them, then it's going to be, that's why people get in these situationships and they get hurt when because the other person wants to leave.
Develop.
Like, how are you going to have a sneaky link with the man of your dreams? Like, have a sneaky link with Joe down the road who literally doesn't have the same morals as you. That's just my opinion, because like I'll be having these guys in my DMs, I'm talking to my friends, I'm like, what do you think? And they're like, oh, like, I don't know, Tish, like, he drinks and that's not you. And I'm like, yeah, but that's good, because then I would never catch feelings for him.
So what you're saying is you're just here to play around for a little bit.
I'm just honestly,
what
just
if you do catch feelings for Joe down the road?
Then I'll move country.
Like, oh my God. No, but you can't, because you've got the feelings involved.
Yeah, but I'm stronger than my feelings.
No, you're not.
I am, Mum. How many times I could have called people back, you know.
True, okay.
I'm very respectful of myself, that I know. So I would hope that I wouldn't move countries or something. But that's what I'm saying. These people... I'm just saying, like, you guys just have to watch out, because I'm trying to stay as single.
You're trying to stay as single as possible for as long as possible?
For as long as possible.
Good. I'm glad.
And it's working, because these men has the opportunity to come to my house and doesn't even take it. So. But it's all right.
Yeah. I really hope,
because I've got a roster.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
You got a roster. You got a roster? Hang on. Okay, no, so wait. No, you do. Okay, so the person who dogged you, what's his code name? Proposal boy? We got to come up with code names so that our besties know.
I know, but this is like real
No, this
life.
Is so much fun.
This
come on,
like,
who cares?
Actual
They're
people.
Just men. Okay. No, but everyone knows you're in your single girl era, so let's just play around with it. So you got
okay,
Proposal
Boy? Okay,
we'll
do Proposal Boy. This is Proposal
okay,
Boy.
Okay, well, let's talk about the famous person that's in your DMs.
I actually blush because I actually like have a crush on him.
Okay, well, what's his code name?
So wait, let me tell the story first.
Okay.
So I got out of my relationship, right?
Mm.
And then a week later, I was like, well, the first whole week I was like real depressed. And then I had to go to Sydney for some work things, but it was like fun things. It was like Christmas parties, TikTok awards, and it's so hard to say without even exposing it. But basically, I was like, wow, literally no one on this entire earth wants me, and I'm just going to end up alone. Like, you know how you just feel like that after a breakup? You just think like, no one else wants you.
You were literally saying that to me almost every day. You're like, what if I can never find a boyfriend again? And I was like, girl, are you crazy? Like, do you have something wrong with you? Like, I don't know why women feel like that after a breakup.
It's just like the biggest shatter of self-confidence, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like a big shatter of self-confidence. So I was literally like, wow, I'm never ever going to find a man who likes me ever again. Like, no one's ever going to have a crush on me. And then the universe pulled through.
Mm-hmm.
Because they gave me the biggest sign of Letitia. You don't have to worry about that, okay? So I was at this event. And, yeah, without saying too much, there was a famous person there. And he was absolutely gorgeous. I went up to him and I was talking to him. Tell me why he was sliding in my DMs, like, dancing up on me in the club, like, hugging me, like, I don't know. I don't even know, guys. Like, just being like, oh, come back to mine. And I was like, no, I'm not that type of girl. Like, you got to take me on a date first.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm excited for this era. I cannot wait to see who else slides into your DMs. There was some other guy that slid into your DMs that asked you to go to Macca's.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay, wait. First of all, let's name this guy, right?
Oh, yeah, we got to name him.
So, he's like a famous person. So, it's really hard. Like, I just don't want anybody to – well, like, I actually don't care, but I'm like, guys, I still have a chance, okay? So, we just have to wait it out before he finds out that I'm literally crazy. So
– what do we call him? Fame boy?
No. What about international?
International boy.
Because he doesn't live in Australia.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I'm like, guys.
That's a good one.
Okay, we're just taking this one slow because we never know. So international boy.
International boy. Okay, so you got two boys on your roster. Well, proposal
I've got, like,
boy.
A few more, but like, they're honestly, people ask me, they're like, oh, what's this guy's name? And I'm like, honestly, it is so irrelevant. It's not even like worth saying his name. Because like, well, it's these literally, everyone's like, are you going to date him? I'm like, no, like, babes, how many times do I have to clarify? I'm not going to date anyone. Like, I'm just looking for fun right now.
Okay, so you got two boys, two serious, like not serious, but like they're your
like we've gone past the stage. Yeah, yeah, of,
You deserve a name. That's
yeah.
You got two people that deserve a name. So we got proposal boy and international
that
boy.
That is so bad.
No, you've gone you up in the ranks. You guys get it. It's not anything bad.
It's like it's some like people, they just don't make the cut. It's like,
yeah,
you know. But yeah, so I put on my. I put on my TikTok, I was like, ins and outs of 2024, and my ins was shooting your shot because I'm a very forward person. Like, if I think someone's attractive, like, I will tell them. Like, I'm the type to slide in the DMs. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yes, I'm in, like, Drake and Jack Harlow's DM, like, every single day.
Wait, are you actually?
Yes.
What have you sent Drake? What was the last message you sent Drake? I have to hear this.
I'm like, okay, wait, let's
see. I'm in girls' DMs more than men.
Yeah, because you have a husband.
Yeah, true. It's totally different.
Okay, the last message I sent Drake was, come to Australia.
Lol.
And then the last thing I sent Jack Harlow. I think it's more interesting. Oh. I replied to his story. I said, just one chance.
Aw, cute.
But yeah, they both haven't opened it, obviously, because they're like famous. But I just like to try. But that's the thing, like, I'm very forward, right?
Yeah.
So I put in my ins, I said, shooting your shot. Like, I'm sick. I see these men, like continuously liking my Instagram story, and I'm like, just send me a message. Like, yeah. It's getting old, you know? Like,
yeah.
And so I said that. And then I actually regretted it because I got all these beautiful messages in my DMs from these guys just being like, you seem so sweet. Like, I'd love to take you out. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, my heart just broke because I was like, I'm not going to reply because I'll probably ruin your life.
Oh, that's
you know?
So funny.
Nah, I wouldn't. But I was just like.
No, but I get
it's
you.
Just like, I don't know them. Like, if I meet somebody, 100%, like, I will talk to them, like, if I meet them in person. But if, like, somebody's sliding into my DMs and, like, they know me from TikTok, there's just this weird energy there where I'm like, yeah. Well, I don't know you. And it's like, I don't really, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I get
it's hard
you.
To explain.
Yeah. I was going to say, you're kind of almost at a point where you're just done with games. You know, when, this is what I loved about Dad, when I started, like, when I first met him, I had gone through so many different relationships, and when you start seeing someone or you start crushing on someone, you kind of felt awkward, like, messaging them every day because you didn't want to seem desperate. You didn't want to, like, call them or anything like that. Whereas when I met Dad, he was like, just letting you know, I am done with, like, playing games. And we literally spoke to each other every single day after the day that I met him.
Yeah.
And you're just done with games.
No, that is true. I'm done with games. And I'm very big on, like, if you...
You just, like, got to be honest.
If you play me once, like, I don't have time.
Yeah.
Because there is, like, a billion other people...
On the planet.
That I could, you know. But right now, like, it's just it's hard to say where I'm at. Like, right now, I'm just having fun. But honestly, I'm actually really lonely. Like, I don't even be talking to anyone.
No, but you got Mel now.
Yeah, but I got Mel, my roommate. But I just want to set the record straight. I'm done with guys. Like, any guys you hear me talk about on the podcast, like, it's just for fun. Like, it's nothing serious. That's what I want to say. But what do you think are, like, is going to happen? Because I am so done with dating. But I want to know what you think.
I don't think you're going to last. I think you'll have a boyfriend within 2 months. And I just hope to God it's one I actually like.
Oh, my gosh. Because I literally, like, I was talking to Seb and I was like, oh, what are we going to do for Valentine's Day? Like, it's just going to be so boring. And he's like, oh, we'll go on a date. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes. And he's like, yeah, if you don't have a boyfriend by then. And I was like, I'm not going to have a boyfriend by Valentine's Day. Are you kidding? That's like in a month.
You love love.
I know.
You love boyfriends. You love getting little gifts and talking on the phone every day. And
I love
Oh my
love.
God, that sounds so draining to me. But you love it.
I know, but I feel like I'm honestly done. Like, I feel like this lot, like...
Okay, I want to put in an actual bet. I bet by June you will be in a relationship.
What?
Yeah. I reckon you will be.
I hope not.
I bet you will be.
I'm not.
Play this, like, back in June.
But, like, I don't know, because I got my birthday and I'm, like, trying to think right now, what guys should I invite? I'm joking. I really don't think I will.
Okay, like, well, we can play this back.
Like,
and
I
see.
Really think I'm done this time.
Mm-hmm.
I really think I am. Like, honestly, like, I'm just traumatized.
Nah. I give it till June. Because, you know, the longest, I find your longest, you're single for a really long time. When you're ready, you're like, yes, I'm ready for a relationship. I'm ready to, you know, welcome a new relationship in. But you're not single for a long time when you're like, I hate men. I never want to be in a relationship. And you just bounce back into being in a relationship.
What should I be like? Oh my God, I'm so ready.
When someone is like, I'm happy. I'm content with my life, but I am open to having a new partner. That is when it's hardest for someone to get in a relationship, because I feel like they know themselves really well and their standards are so high that they don't let anyone just come into their lives.
Oh, my God!
I think you still have a few more learning relationships to come,
if
I'm being honest. But that's so much fun.
No, I don't have energy. Like, actually hearing that makes me want to cry. Like, I actually don't have energy for this.
We'll see.
I really would like to hope that I'm not, so.
We'll see.
We'll see in June. That's a long time away, though.
I could be wrong. I hope you can stay as single for as long as possible, because I love you in your single girl era, because you have so much time
really?
For your friends.
Because you're always like, oh, my God, Tish, you talk to too many guys. And I'm like, Mum, it's just for fun. I really think you don't think that because
no, I honestly love it, Tish.
Really? Because the other day you got angry at me
for saying about it. Okay, let me expand on that, Letitia. We're in the car with Deja, and she's like, "Mom, I just had a sneaky link come over." And I'm like, "Tisha, your 13-year-old sister is in the car."
Yeah, but she acts like she's 18.
Yeah, but you don't talk shit like that in front of your little sister.
I get confused.
So I have this conversation with her, and then I have to send her a text, and I'm like, "Please never have those type of conversations while your little sister is around because she loves you. She copies everything that you do."
I wondered why you weren't that excited when I said it. I was like, "Jeez."
But yeah, in saying that, I do love it when you're in your single girl era because you have so much time for your family, so much time for your friends. When you're in a relationship, Tisha ghosts everybody.
I know.
And you're constantly on the phone with your boyfriend and you're constantly doing all these things. And like, I don't, like now, I come over to your house and give you like 5 minutes warning and I'm like, "Hey, I'm outside your house," type of thing. I could never do that if you were in a relationship.
I know.
It's just so annoying. You're just one of those people. And it's like, I feel like when you're in a relationship, without you even trying, people that you love kind of drift away a little bit.
Yeah. I know. Oh, well. Lol.
So I have 6 months. I have till June to enjoy my time with you.
No. Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah. Another thing I love about you when you're single is you do get this attitude where you're just like, "I don't care. I'm going to live my best life. I'm going to go do whatever I want to do," because I wish I had the time to do that. Obviously, I was a mum at 17, so never got to live that kind of life. But I love seeing you live that kind of life.
I know. I feel like, I don't know what gets into me, but it's like I'm either in two moods. I'm either sad, I'm either listening to Nicki Minaj and like being like, "F these guys who did me wrong." Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, which one am I going to pick?
You're a Gemini.
I'm going to pick the one that makes me feel best.
No, but I feel like you were very sad for a long time and you were going through those motions of like being sad, being a gangster, being sad, being a gangster. But now you're like, just constantly a gangster.
No, I'm still sad. Like, it's just like, this is how I explain it. It's like you're at the start, you're very up and down very quickly. And then as it levels out, you go up and then you go, like, it's more spread out.
Yeah.
But you still have those dips. It's just like, sometimes it'll be like a whole week without feeling anything. And then it'll all hit you and you'll be like, "Wow, I literally want to die."
Mm.
And then it like, 2 weeks you get of happiness and then it hits you again. You know what I mean? Like, it just, over time it gets better.
Yeah.
Okay, so this breakup compared to my first ever breakup has been a little bit, well, it's actually been really different.
So different.
So different. So I feel like in my first breakup, the people I looked for, I really looked to Adele Marie's content on TikTok. Like, mm-hmm. She helped me. And honestly, at the start of this breakup, I was like looking through it and I was like, give me hope, because you just feel so hopeless like in those first few days. But the first breakup that I ever had, I was literally in love with Adele's content. Like, it really got me through. It really helped me. But I feel like I've taken a little bit of a different approach this time.
Oh, majorly different.
Because Mum has actually introduced me to this lady named Shira. And like, you guys, you have to follow. She doesn't even have TikTok.
No, she doesn't have a TikTok, but she...
But there's like fan accounts and I follow like 10 of them and they just keep me going.
Shira is iconic.
She is
there
iconic.
There is no other way to explain this woman, but she is so iconic and so funny, but so motivational at the same time. We'll put a little clip in here so you know what we're talking about.
Don't be nice to him all the time. Always have an attitude. And then be nice every once in a while. Make sure that he is continuously chasing you. Don't chase him.
Do you know what I love about Shira?
Mm.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
I know. She is just like, so during my first breakup, I found Adele, right? And I showed her to Mum. And during this breakup, Mum introduced me to Shira. So it's just like two polar opposite people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because you were in, for your first breakup, you were devastated. Yeah. And you were sad for this breakup, but it was a different kind of breakup because it was like a joint decision, right?
Mm.
Whereas the other one was like not so much. Like there was a lot involved in that breakup. So it was a very hectic time. And you needed someone to not only help you through the breakup, but like help you feel better as a person. And Adele is so great at that,
mm.
making you realize that you need to put yourself first, right? Shira is a baddie.
She is ruthless.
She is ruthless. And it's actually entertaining at the same time. Obviously, some of the stuff she says is a bit questionable, but she does speak some truth.
And that's why I think like I'll be single for a long time because I'm just channeling her.
Yeah, she's got mad energy. She's funny as. I hope she shows up on your For You page, guys, yeah. because it's so hilarious.
You'll see me in all, like, if you could see what videos I like all of her videos.
Yeah, same.
She just makes me crack up.
Yeah, like, it's hilarious. Do you have any advice for any of our listeners that might be going through a breakup right now? Because do you know what I saw? There's a date in December where it's most common to break up with someone.
Which is so horrible because being alone on the holidays was like the hardest thing ever.
Mm.
Like when I first got broken up with, I was like, damn, this sucks. And then I thought about Christmas and New Year's and all the plans we had around there. And I was literally distraught. Like I was like, great. Like what am I going to do with my life now?
But it's been so fun. Like you've been hanging out with your friends. You've been hanging out with your family.
Yeah, it's been all right.
I love you too.
No, it's been good, but it just doesn't, it doesn't replace that, you know, like it's hard to explain. But any advice, I think my advice would be new year, new you. Whatever happened last year, let's just leave that shit in the past, right? I actually, for me, something I really struggle with is like sleeping at night. Like I always get nightmares, or I've been like, I cannot sleep unless I listen to like meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's really weird. But there's this one certain meditation on YouTube and it's called like Heal Your Heart. And like I literally listen to that every single night and it's just so comforting. I feel like finding those little things that just help you get throughout the day, especially if you're in the early stages, is really helpful. But
I think that's great advice because nighttime is when you're alone with your thoughts, right?
Yeah, and it's the hardest.
And you can sit there tossing and turning and all that sort of stuff. Meditation is great. Another thing I would recommend doing is like actually playing out a story in your mind that you want to happen in the future and falling
asleep. Like me getting back with my ex?
No. Absolutely not. Maybe a different story. Like maybe it's you go to the shop and you like meet the man of your dreams and you go out on dates and you fall in love. Like
that's
creating
kind of random and delusional.
And I am very delusional. And I think it works. Like you're creating a story that's taking your mind off the current situation. It's very similar to a meditation. You're just doing it yourself.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I used to struggle going to sleep. And I would make up these little stories in my mind to help me fall asleep.
Yeah.
So it might work for some people.
Yeah, no, that's true actually. Yeah, just getting your mind off anything. But also like you just really got to accept it and feel it. Like I gave myself the whole first week to just cry and just feel it. And once like, because the worst thing you can do is just push it away and not feel it and then it bite you in the back later. Mm. Like that's the problem with, that's like a lot of guys do that. They just push it away and then a few weeks later they regret everything and it hits them then. So if you really want to get through it, like you've just got to sit there and feel the uncomfortable feelings and just cry and just feel like that uncomfortable, like it's just so uncomfortable to cry.
Yeah.
But you just have to let it happen because afterwards you'll feel so much better.
Yeah. Another thing you do really well is block them on everything, which I think is so important because usually what men or any ex-partner will do is they'll try to make contact again and be like, you know, how are you, like flicking a text here and there, maybe trying to get back with you. And that can really stir up emotions. Like sometimes you get back with them and then you break up again. And it's like this cycle of like getting back together and breaking up again, and it's just going to extend your hurt.
Yeah.
Whereas if you block them, yes, it's going to be painful for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But after that, it gets better. Yeah.
Because I saw this video and it was like this guy talking about like dipping his toe in the pool and then just compared to just jumping in. Like it's so much better to just fully jump in, right? Yeah. Like for me, I'm the way I love in relationships, like I can't follow them because I will just be obsessed and depressed forever. Mm-mm. So for me, like blocking them on everything and even like unfollowing their friends and family, like as much as it sucks because they did nothing wrong, like that's just what sometimes we need to do to be able to move on. Because if I was still, for example, following my ex's sister and then I saw that she posted a photo of him, I would literally spiral. Yeah. Like, it's just not good. It's so much easier to just fully let go. Like, I got, like, a new number. Like,
yeah.
It was my third number this year, which my friends weren't too happy about. But, like, I got a new number. Like, you just have to let go and just try not to think of other people's feelings so much. Because for me, I was like, but I don't want to unfollow his friends because I feel bad. Well, quite frankly, you're only friends with them because of him. Yeah. So if you're not with him, like, there's literally no point. You're just going to get hurt. And you just got to rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah. And what did Shira say? She's like, I love Shira. Gosh. She's like, when has a man ever thought about you?
Shira's so
they
funny.
Don't care. If they want to break up with you, they break up with you. Yeah, they don't think so about true. Your feelings. They don't just
feel
leave.
Guilty. They don't feel guilty.
So it's time for you to step into your Shira
energy.
Era.
Yeah. And just channel that. That will help. Honestly, watching Shira's videos will help you a lot too.
Yes.
Getting through your breakup.
It will.
Alrighty, guys. Well, that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening and we will talk to you guys next time.
Okay. Bye.
Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, situated on Gadigal land and hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.